Lent is a time of reflection, a time of turning toward God and taking time with our unhurried God. I'm wondering, have you ever laid down on the ground and looked at the sky? A couple people are saying yes. A couple people aren't saying anything. Have you ever done that? Have you ever laid or even sat on the ground and looked up and saw something? Do you see something, Stark? I see a bunny too. Does anyone else see a bunny rabbit in there? It looks like a whale to some people. It sure does. Yeah. Nice. So sometimes when we just sit and look up, we might see the sky, the blue sky, we might see clouds, we might see leaves or tree limbs, we might see birds, we might see rain, or we might even see snow like we did today. In 2009, there was a shift in our world. In 2009, statistically, there were more people living in urban cities than in rural settings. And this shift means that a lot of metaphors and imagery found in the Bible doesn't make as much sense to more than half of the world as it did of the hearers originally of the 23rd Psalm. So I thought it might be fun to think of these metaphors and this imagery in this 23rd Psalm, given that most of us don't get to see shepherds every day. Do you all see shepherds every day? I don't. In your life? No. You do? I know why he's saying that. That's his last name. Okay. Well, everyone, well, the choir just went, oh, I heard them. Okay. Oh, gosh. So in the more traditional version of the 23rd Psalm, we hear the opening line, "The Lord is my shepherd." In the version translation we heard today, the Inclusive Bible, we heard, "Yahweh, you are my shepherd." It's just a slight difference. Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. Or, Yahweh, you are my shepherd. One talks about God, and one talks to God. A slight difference, but ever so profound. The next line, "I want nothing more. You let me lie down in green meadows. You lead me beside restful waters. You refresh my soul. You guide me to lush pastures for the sake of your name." All these things bring, hopefully, all of us comfort. The idea of laying down in green pastures, or maybe I think of pastures with some flowers popping out, or just sitting there and listening to the buzzing and the crickets, and maybe even hearing a little bit of water in the background. This brings comfort to many of us. And it also brings comfort to sheep. Our shepherd, the shepherd in the 23rd Psalm, and our shepherd, is meant to guide sheep to their next pasture to rest and eat, and on and on. And in another scripture, we learn that sheep know the shepherd's voice like no other voice. So all these things bring us, sheep, comfort. And as the psalmist talks about God being in the comfort and in the restful times, maybe in nature, the psalmist turns to darkness. Even if I'm surrounded by shadows of death. It seems we are in dark times right now. I know for myself, I'm struggling with things within our global church, and maybe you are too. And I'm struggling with the violence in our city, but I'm also struggling with the violence in our world, including the harm and terror done in New Zealand. The text reminds us that God is with us, not only in those comforting and restful and safe times, but God is with us in the dark times, in the times where we aren't sure where to turn, when it seems like this is all we see when we look up. Even if I'm surrounded by shadows of death, I fear no danger, for you are with me. One scholar said that this would be better translated as, I fear no adversity, for you are with me. So maybe we come among adversity a lot, but with God, we fear no adversity. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, one of these instruments is meant to guide sheep gently onto the next space. And the other instrument is meant to keep predators away. That brings the sheep comfort, both the guidance and the protection from enemies or adversity. And in the 23rd Psalm, this may bring us, God's sheep, comfort as well. Well, in this, in comfort, in rest, and in dark times, God is always has a table prepared for us, the table of grace. You prepare a table before me. God is always waiting for us to sit down at the table. God has every nourishment we may need. We just need to turn toward God and accept God's grace. This seems to happen in our lives over and over and over again. We get sidetracked, too busy, too self-reliant, and we must re-remember God has set a table before us that we might sit at this table with the unhurried God and accept this amazing grace once again. When we break bread and give it to each other, fear vanishes and God becomes very close. Ironically, God nurtures both the sheep as a shepherd and the host at the table. Jews celebrate the meal of Passover. Christians experience the ultimate communal meal of Holy Communion. God's grace is available to all. The table is prepared for us before we even know we are hungry. Breaking bread and sitting at the table with one another is as important with God as it is with our relationships with one another. This Lenten season, let us not only make time for the unhurried God, but make time for people we love. The end of the text in Psalm 23 references enemies at the table and how we dwell in Yahweh's house all the days of our life. God is with us. May we make peace at the table. If God is with us, we will not fear adversity, but prayerfully make peace with one another. Let us once again turn toward our unhurried God to discover the table of grace laid out before us. Amen. Let's shift a little bit, because I have a question for you. Maybe you've been put in time out before? Has anyone here been put in time out? Or maybe put someone else in time out? We give or get a time out when a break is needed. Perhaps we need to think about the consequences of our actions, or we just need to take a break in the intensity. Perhaps we are spiraling emotionally and need some perspective. Perhaps we just need to get quiet so we can understand what's happening. During the Lenten season, we are giving ourselves a time out, and we are sending ourselves to the prayer chair. This will be a time of letting go of things we do not need that are weighing us down. We offer up to God our regret about the past, burdening our hearts. Then we remember the promise and assurance that God will never, ever abandon us, no matter what, even when sometimes we have turned away or abandoned God. Finally, we let go of worry about the future and things we cannot control, giving it all to the loving God who holds us close and who rocks us gently. My hope is that you will identify a prayer, I hope you already have, a prayer chair in your home and find time each and every day to give yourself a time out in your prayer chair and let go and remember God's presence. We are going to have a time, a period of silence that will end with us hearing another verse of Come and Find a Quiet Center. As we listen to the music, the ushers will collect the yellow prayer requests that will be read aloud later in the service. So let's settle ourselves and enter into a time of silence. It's okay if thoughts don't quiet down. Just find a stillness, perhaps calling your attention to your feet on the floor or your hands in your lap, and breathe in and out. There is nothing expected of you right now. There is nowhere to go, nowhere to be. This is stillness. This being is just enough.